Dustin Poirier breaking his silence after an airport arrest is one of those human stories in combat sports that cuts through the technical analysis. Poirier has been one of the most respected and beloved fighters in the UFC for over a decade, someone known both for his skill and for his character, including founding the Good Fight Foundation to support his hometown of Lafayette, Louisiana. His commitment to sobriety in the wake of the arrest is the kind of personal accountability moment that either defines a second chapter or doesn't. His fan base will give him significant grace based on who he's been throughout his career.
The Zohran Mamdani campaign's dispute with ABC and The View over the anti-Semitism characterization is a story about the Democratic Party's internal politics as much as it is about media criticism. Mamdani, running on a Democratic Socialists of America platform, has been one of the most prominent progressive candidates in the 2026 cycle. The accusation on national television of anti-Semitism, which his campaign strongly disputes, is the kind of moment that can define how a candidate is perceived by voters who don't follow the policy details closely. The aide's public blast at ABC signals that the campaign has decided confrontation rather than deflection is the right posture.
And now I want to spend some time on what I consider the most important intellectual exercise in today's briefing: taking seriously the possibility that the dominant narrative about AI and employment is wrong. The confident claim that has emerged over the past 18 months is this: AI will cause significant, rapid job displacement across white-collar work. The evidence cited includes the 119,000 technology sector layoffs in 2026 alone, the CEO statements from figures like Sam Altman warning about AI's labor market impact, and the visible productivity gains from AI tools in coding, writing, legal work, and data analysis.
Now watch how quickly that confident picture gets complicated. First, the 119,000 tech layoffs in 2026, how many of those are attributable to AI specifically versus the broader tech cycle correction after the 2020 to 2022 hiring boom? Technology companies massively overhired during the pandemic stimulus period, and they've been correcting for that for 2 years. The layoffs may be more about mean reversion in tech headcount than about AI substitution.
Second, and this is the part that I find most intellectually interesting, the same tech CEOs who were warning about AI job displacement 1 year ago are now walking it back. Altman, Zuckerberg, and Mustafa Suleiman are all publicly saying AI will augment workers, not replace them. One reading of this reversal is that they were wrong in their original predictions. A different reading is that the reversal is strategic. They're facing congressional scrutiny and public backlash, and augmentation, not replacement, is a politically safer message. If the reversal is strategic rather than substantive, the original prediction may still be tracking toward reality.
But here's the genuinely strong counterargument to the displacement narrative. Labor markets have absorbed technological disruption repeatedly throughout history without producing the mass unemployment that analysts predicted. The ATM didn't eliminate bank tellers. It enabled banks to open more branches with different teller functions. Word processors didn't eliminate secretaries. They expanded the pool of people who could produce documents. The Luddite fallacy, the idea that labor-saving technology reduces overall employment, has been empirically wrong in every major industrial transition since the original Luddites.
What would need to be true for AI to be genuinely different from those prior transitions? The key assumption would be that AI's scope is broad enough and its learning curve steep enough that human complementarity disappears. In previous automation waves, machines replaced specific physical tasks while humans retained advantage in judgment, communication, and adaptability. If AI closes those gaps in cognitive tasks simultaneously rather than sequentially, the complementarity argument weakens substantially.
So here's the concrete signal to watch. Look at aggregate hours worked in professional services, legal, accounting, consulting, software development over the next 18 months. If AI is genuinely augmenting workers, you'd expect output per worker to rise while employment holds steady or grows. If AI is displacing workers, you'd expect output per worker to rise while employment falls. Those are measurable, separable outcomes. The BLS publishes quarterly data on both. If professional services employment drops more than 5% by Q1 2027, even as GDP in those sectors grows, the displacement case becomes much harder to dismiss.